3pm to 3am on Saturday, the 29th of November at the Brightside. Tickets are $60 for subscribers via Oztix. Gig City is part of the 4ZZZ 50th celebrations, presented by Punkfest, Locked Down and Renegade Playground, proud sponsors of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eve with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, female transport workers have suffered health issues over the lack of access to clean toilets. They have been forced to hold in their urine, remove tampons next to their vehicles, or use buckets to relieve themselves due to the filthy and unsafe bathroom facilities. A rail, tram and bus union survey has found that 73% of female transport workers have suffered health issues as a result of this issue. Brisbane bus driver Geraldine Graham said she planned her shift around where she could safely or comfortably use a toilet and often held it in for 5 hours to avoid using one at all. Quote, "They are so bad that all through winter I wear shorts because the thought of having the bottom of my trousers running through that is disgusting." End quote. In national news, Australia has recorded the highest number of aircraft bird strikes in over a decade, with more than 2,000 bird strikes in a year. The annual cost of bird strikes in Australia is estimated to be between $11.9 million to $103 million, with about 90% of bird strike incidents occurring at airports. The risks associated with wildlife and bird strikes have increased as aircraft modernise. This includes decreasing engine noise, shifting the propellers to fan blades in engines, and increasing speed. Since 2015, there have been 17,000 bird strikes. The number of incidents dropped temporarily during the coronavirus pandemic, but since travel restrictions have eased, incidents have started to increase again. In international news, Iran is facing water bankruptcy after years of overuse exacerbated by drought. It was in early November when the Iranian president was forced to make a startling admission. He issued a warning to his country that the situation could deteriorate even further. Quote, "We've run short of water. If it doesn't rain, we in Tehran must start rationing. Even if we do ration and it still does not rain, then we will have no water at all." End quote. Taps are already running dry across Iran as the government enforces strict rationing to try to conserve what limited supplies it still has. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a possible shower or two. It's currently 63 degrees with an expected maximum of 35. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thanks, Eve, for flying solo on those